Hare Krishna, I would like to welcome everyone for this concluding session of our Govardhan retreat. I do know from speaking to individuals amongst you, it has been at times an eventful journey. Some of us have gotten initiation in the journey. Some of us have gotten hints about where to improve in this journey. Some of us have seen also in a mirror during this journey and seen things which we usually don't see. Really, when one comes to a retreat like this, which is conducted at a very sacred place, at one stage, at one time, there will be an interaction. There will be the divinity, means God in his various manifestations, the divinity will start to speak to us and move us. I just spoke with Bhujan Prabhu, and both of us spoke about our own experience, and we have seen that, yes, new insights are given to us also. And Bhujan Prabhu said in his friendly way, I need now some time, I could need some time to digest all this.
I said a month.
So I do suggest that you all do this also, that don't immediately jump back into a whirlpool of action. I mean, it's many, many actions. Your life is waiting for you, I know. When you come to Vrindavan, phone calls need to be done, travel arrangements need to be done, etc. Yes, this most probably has to be done, but I sincerely request you, take some time to really reflect about the significant events in this retreat for you, so that you benefit from it. And to help you do that, we have now our concluding session. In this concluding sessions, our various teachers, starting with the super punctual Adipurusha Prabhu, will give a summary of what they really wanted us to understand or take with them. That will help you to go through the presentations. Then we will do a little exercise where we will go through the retreat again. You see, we have the video screen, and if the Indian factor will allow it, we will show you a movie of the retreat, a small movie. And then we request you, Bhujan Prabhu will do this, to break up in little groups and just again go through your experience, collect your treasures. There is this, this Chinese emperor who took every morning a bath in a golden bathing tub. That in itself is not so mentionable, but inscribed in the golden bathing tub, he had a sentence. The sentence said, a life that is, it went like this, an unreflected life is not worth living. So this whole idea is really to digest the experience, to help you digest it, but most probably you will need more time to do this. But this will set you on the right course. So without losing time now, I would like to request all of the teachers to summarize briefly what it is that they wanted their audience to know and possibly take home with them into their life. And I suggest we again start in this with this wave coming from left to right, in this case, starting with our Adipurusha Prabhu. Do you have a microphone ready? Good, you have. Please, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.